From being a personal trainer to working with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, Joni Fogel has been involved in health and physical fitness most of her life. Today, Fogel works as an obesity prevention specialist with the Department of Health and Human Services in the state of Alaska. Over the years, she says the mentality of many health organizations was that if you just educate people on healthy living, things will change. But she says that hasn't been the case.
What's coming down from the CDC is people know to eat fruits and vegetables. They know to be physically active. They know why they shouldn't smoke. But unless you have environments that support those choices, it can't happen. So if you're a smoker and you want to quit smoking, it's unfair to think that they can quit if everywhere they go there's people using tobacco.
So what is the key to a healthy community? One idea is making the healthy choice the easy choice. This means making the healthy option more accessible to the general public, something Fogel says Wrangell has been very successful at.
I just really see Wrangell as kind of a model community, what a community can do to improve it. When I talk about Wrangell to other communities, they're really just in awe that what has been accomplished and what will continue to be accomplished is a possibility.
Some things new to Wrangell include the creation of a community garden, worksite wellness programs, activities offered at the rec center, as well as the growth of local medical facilities and the overall development of outdoor recreation on the island. Local groups like the Healthy Wrangell Coalition, as well as Southeast Alaska's Regional Health Consortium, have been working to develop community wellness programs in Wrangell. This has been done through community-wide projects and activities, as well as informational meetings on nutrition and mental health. In 2010, Wrangell received an ACHIEVE grant offered through the CDC. The grant is designated to help communities implement policies to support healthy environments. Fogel says the ACHIEVE grant can help a community get moving in the right direction, but she says it ultimately takes collective effort and planning by the entire community to improve the overall health.
Every community is different and unique. So what worked for Wrangell might not necessarily work for Hooper Bay or Kodiak, but it is the idea that the community knows what it needs best, way more than somebody at the state or the federal level, and saying this is what we need and this is how we can achieve it.
For more information on the Healthy Wrangell Coalition, you can visit www.healthywrangellcoalition.org. Or to learn more about chronic disease prevention and health promotion, you can visit the state's website at hss.state.ak.us. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.